Hi, so we are in hour three of Tuesday Live with Linda, October 20th. And Yassim, you can unmute, thank you.
Yes. I did. Hello, Linda, hello, everyone. Okay, I want to share something that, you said, be playful. And I think I went maybe a little bit far beyond it. I felt, this is not thinking, actually, this is just feeling and sensing. And what I did is, let's say, this is my deltoid muscle. And of course, I cannot go under my deltoid muscle. It's impossible. But I feel, let's say this is a muscle, and I feel here, just inside, under the muscle. So what I did is, in my imagination, I put my finger just there, just that in that point, and without moving my finger, I just one miracle finger is spiraling, circling when I'm quarter circle, and breathe in and breathe out. When breathing out, I just lift that with a smile. It's magic. And I did another thing. I felt some pinchy ache on inside. This is my scapula, my shoulder blade, and inside. It's impossible to go in, and it's very deep, very deep. And again, I find that point. I put finger there, and I circle one quarter circle, and breathe in and breathe out, and it's gone.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, and the fact is, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong clothes on, but you can actually on our, I can go right in under there. And if you just go in straight, it's painful sometimes, but if you do 1 1/4 circle and a laser T-touch in, like you said, with your breath in, you can absolutely get rid of that deep scapular pain. I mean, I've done it so many times. And and it's really when you can reach under, like, and if you're carrying extra weight, you can't get in under there. It's hard. But if I'm, there, I can actually get under there and just send it in. And it doesn't matter if you can or can't, go along and just, even if you can imagine going wherever you can reach along the edge of that scapula, even from the top, you can imagine going in underneath. It's so beautiful. It's a major game changer, isn't it? Now, interesting, because just that I did 3 touches there, this left side feels totally different.
Yeah, do it on this side. And also to go to the scapula, when I put my hand here and just drop my elbow to the front, then it really comes out.
Yep.
But if it's back, it's all like glued. But if I do I can really go. But my thing was very deep
underneath.
And also, I don't know if it's right time or not. Maybe you can answer it later. But I want to ask something about my friend.
Okay.
He's a musician, he's a cellist, and about 16 years, he had called focal dystonia. He's still playing, but really under big stress, and he has very big, it's pain, and it gets blood because it's awful thing. Yeah, so maybe which kind of detach,
and just guide him to do the detach on himself. I mean, or you can do it. There's something different about both ways when we do it ourselves. But it's if you, I don't know if you're in a situation where you can you work on him yourself?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I would do first on the hand that is okay, as you know, mm-hmm. just how and have him and you have him just feeling what this hand that is not dealing with the stress of all those years, feel what that feels like, and then go to the other hand and have him tell you which feels the best, circle and a quarter and toward the hand, toward the hand in the line,
mm-hmm.
do that whole thing. And then, you know, or circle and a quarter and lift upward with the breath. And he has to like breathe with it. Or what is circle and a quarter and moving in like this together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which feels the best? Because everybody's different. You can't tell with that what it's going to be. And yeah, I mean, that's a simple thing to do. And I would work this whole part of the hand also. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what happens.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we shut down. What happens is when it starts to get painful, you shut it off. But yeah, the communication between the cells does not have the opportunity, have the support to be activated. And by the way, I did look up, and it's Yoniki, Yonikki. It's I on the end. That's his first name. Roland was quoting his last name, which I can't remember. But if you don't know him, those who love music, you gotta see this guy. Nah, he's a reincarnation of all the masters that we loved. Unbelievable. So, Yassim, how is your arm? How are your arms doing?
What arm? Did I have anything?
No, perfect, eh?
No. Thank you. And yes, I sleep very well. But, you know, this thing, just I feel, when I move it, just I feel a little bit tickling something. Yeah. And I do that imagination circling, quarter in a circle.
Yeah.
Then there's nothing. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And you laser in. Yeah. And you got the smile. I saw that. That was really cool.
Yes. Yes. That. Yeah. Smile is the heart of it.
Yes, it is.
I don't know why, but it is.
Because it is physically known to activate the feel-good hormone, the serotonin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Serotonin, yes.
Yeah. And when we smile, we make that connection. Hey, whoa, you are a wonder. Because otherwise, instead of being mad at our body, because when it hurts, we tend to get fearful, and that brings on the anger. So we get ticked off, and then, you know, it's more stress instead of, let's see, hey, hello, gives me a chance to get to know you better.
Yes. And very last thing is about this computer using.
Yes.
At the beginning of the day, you talked about. I also put a little ball not idea. Doing this, but it's just a little bit sensory thing that I don't go like this, I don't go like this, but very little sensory thing. And when also do this adjustment, that's great, because in this way I also can feel my connection to the ground with my foot too.
Yep.
Because it's so important to so this little ball and little bit like this ball. I mean, not so floppy. It's
right.
It's really great.
To have the and to be able to adjust our things so we have the right angles, the correct angles at our thigh and our arms. So I mean, it's so important because we spend so much time at it. Thank you. It's so good to see you. I'm so happy to see you so well.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you.
Yes. Great. So Ronnie, nice to see you. Thank you for all your sharing. Have a lovely day. I'll just take, I think, one more and then we'll call it a day because we've had a really wonderful time and blessings. So is there somebody who would like, we'll end with a heart hug, but let's see if there's one more.
Jonah with a hand up, Joyce with a hand up.
Okay. So
and I'm not sure if anybody else is waving.
Okay. Joyce, do you want? Yes. Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead. You're speaking. Go ahead.
Okay. So Yosim has said so many great things, and I there's a lot of things I would love to actually maybe share with her about working with musicians. But in the meantime, she brought to mind this lovely, this is a seat cushion made by ErgoSit. And this is really great because you're constantly in movement while you're sitting. So ErgoSit is the brand. It's really, really wonderful. And I learned about this through a Feldenkrais practitioner, and it's really great. And the other thing is, if you can sit on the ball, one of those round balls, is another. You have to make sure you have the right height, but that's a really great thing.
Right.
But I just wanted to. She made me think about this, so I just thought I would.
I have one of those somewhere.
That's great. Where it is. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
So thank you. And Paula, I see that you're leaving. Oh, let me just hear, because it sounds like you have to go. Tell us about your shoulder.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Paula. Yeah, I just, I've been sort of hovering in the background. We have a lot of construction going on here. But my shoulder is doing so much better. I really have almost full range of movement. And as I said, besides doing touches, I've been receiving prolotherapy in my shoulder, which has been amazing. An osteopath that I really trust. Yeah. And so things are really coming along. Thank
Perfect.
You so
much. That's so great. And I have a question to you with your horse. I mean, the way that it happened. Have you had any more thoughts about that?
Yes, I have actually, Linda, I'm going to send you, Connecticut Public Television just recently did an episode on artists in the northwest corner of Connecticut, and they featured my work with horses, and I'll send you the link for that. But I have started to work with her again, and what I understood was that because of her history of abuse, because of her the uncertainty of her life before coming to me and the fact that she really never had had a human, that and the fact that she's a mare and a pretty pretty dominant mare, actually, we're finding out, that I really had to go back to the beginning and start with just diminishing my ask, not only the amount of the ask, but also the finding variation and the different ways that I would ask her to move with me, and also diminishing the duration of the time that I would say we're working together. And that's been really great. And what I felt is that she's finally feeling like, oh, okay, I can trust you. For example, the other day I was working with her And I do a lot of elegant elephant, which I find to be just elegant. And all of a sudden her head flew up and I looked at her and I just said, let me just unclip the lead line and then you go. And I, so she stood while I unclipped the lead line and then exploded away from me. And I just, I didn't make a big deal. I didn't do anything. And then finally, a couple minutes later, I came back over and then I did just basically some liberty work, just asking her to follow my movement cues and track with me without anything. And she was right there, just like right there. And my wife, Pam, who's a communicator, said, what she told her is, I see that I can trust you. Because I let her go. I said, right. You go. And then she could come back to me. She could find her way back. So I've just let go of any kind of timeline, any kind of picture in my head about what was going to happen. And it's been quite beautiful. So thank you for asking.
I'm so happy that you've come to that with her. I mean, and the thing is, when a horse charges over you like this, you see, it's just natural. If something startles a horse, they go forward. To have the differentiation possibility to move away, it takes a lot of self-awareness. And the way horses are punished so often from the beginning, that is a natural thing. They can only go forward, so it's not intentional.
Right.
No. Yeah. Thank well. You. Thank Kevin. I'm so glad that that's true for you. Thank you. Yeah. Joyce, you had something. And by the way, Yona, it is, do you know it is Yoniki, Y-O-N-I-K-I, not O-I. That's his first name.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of him before. I'm a little bit. God.
You've got to see this guy, and you got to tell me what you think. Okay. I mean, he's also a rock star on the drums. He's a Japanese rock star, but he is composing these. His art of life will blow your mind.
All right, I'll check it out.
But sit, watch him. I mean, it's not just the sound, but that I'm going to get it. That's going to be my. Okay, I just can hardly wait. You've got to go and call me after. I want to hear what you.
I'll what do you, that.
The art of life. It's his composition. It's the whole. He was with the orchestra at Carnegie Hall that he played this. Joyce.
I just wanted to reiterate something that you said in a class some time ago about when we have been damaged. And what we can do with the touches and respond in a different manner. And you were talking about, this is when the work was first becoming so subtle. And what you said was, you know, work lighter or go in and really make the connection. And yes, we know how to do the touches and yes, the changes are made. But by going in and being as soft as you would be with a little infant and then saying to yourself, I love you. And we spoke in this class about how when you have a three-year-old who's damaged, you come to that three-year-old and you give it love and you're so sweet and tender and kind with it, with words and deeds and intention. And I found the work that I did substantially changed going into that place of great self-love. And of course, now we put the heart in our hands and it goes to everywhere. But I fell stepping off a stone wall and the parking lot was about 4 inches deeper than I thought and went down on both knees and both hands and tore the skin on the base of my hands and was in incredible pain, flipped over, put my legs in the air and started talking to myself like I was 3 years old. Oh, you little sweetheart, look what's happened. Oh, this is so sad. You're going to be okay. And I really did that with my knees and my hands for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5. I had no bruising. The skin was torn. There was no bleeding. It was a miracle. So I go in that really soft little, oh, sweet little Joycey, it's okay. You know, so there's no anger that I did it and there's no madness that it happened. You go in with love. And I just wanted to share that. It was apropos a little bit early. Good. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I am full of gratitude, let me tell you.
So beautiful. Oh. Thank you. Yes. And I see Marjean put up a connection to the art of life with Yoniki. Oh, I'm going to get with that when I don't have that yet on my phone. So you all, the time has come. Is it what the rabbit said? To take our departure. And it's been really, as always, really wonderful. Let's put our heart in our hands and do a heart hug and send it out around the planet. First of all, to Mother Nature and Mother Earth and all the kingdoms of the animals and the plants and all the minerals and all the nature spirits to begin with. Our love to you and our deep appreciation. And another heart hug and whichever direction you prefer today, try both directions. And let's send it to all of the people on the planet who don't have anyone at this point caring for them, or they don't have enough to eat or place to live. Let's just remind them of their connection to this divine source and all that is. And send a stream of light and light and of love. And just, if you're in a place where you can see a tree or a plant or a flower or something you have in your home that reminds you of the nature, pull that in and let's send one heart hug into this remarkable vessel for our soul, this universe we know as our body, and all these cells and all the parts of ourselves. And one last one to all of you, all of those who are still with us and those who've been with us this time and those who are with us in any of these online courses, to all of you, I send my deepest love and appreciation. Blessings. We will see you next Tuesday, I hope. And in the meantime, let's stay connected to this divine consciousness in all of us.
Thank you.